hard, doing 2-a-days, like you said.
Yeah.
Early mornings around, starting, I think, 6:45 usually.
Working you guys.
Yeah, he's you know, he's putting in the effort himself. He's always there early, so, you know, there's no excuse for us not to be there.
Give me a difference in coaching styles.
I mean, I haven't seen Red in the game as a head coach, but, you know.
He gets fired up, boy. You better get
I mean,
ready.
So far, like, as an assistant, he always got fired up. So,
right.
I think, I'm pretty sure, like, as a head coach, he'll be like that, too, and it'll be a lot of fun for everyone. But, yeah, no, I think it's going to be, he's so far, he's doing a great job, and it's fun for everybody who's here.
Playing in the dome.
Yeah.
And playing anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Give me your favorite road venue, and then describe that to the dome. Where's your favorite place to play on the road?
Favorite place? I mean, there's a couple of really good places.
All right, what are they?
Pitt is a lot of fun. I mean, they have just a crazy crowd. Yep. Usually, they have really good student section. Who else? I mean, you know, it's obviously rivals, but Duke's stadium is, you know, kind of crazy.
Insane, always. Right?
It's not big. It's super small, super old, but it's...
You like going warm, too,
yeah.
Like heading to Miami or something like that?
Oh, I love Miami. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Every time in Miami, I feel good, like, just to be there. At IMG, I had, a great time, and just being back in, like... Obviously, it's the other side of Florida, but it's still just...
Amazing.
It's the feeling of being in the sun, just going out.
What do you like to do outside of hoops? Like, what's kind of your stuff that I love to do this, or hobbies? Like, is there anything? Writing, painting, any artistic stuff? All sports? What is it? What else you like to do? Music guy?
Yeah, I like to learn about a bunch of different
history?
Stuff. Like, not music. I play. I play the piano.
Nice.
At home. Yeah, no, I always used to do that since I was a little younger. My brother, the oldest brother, does that too, Renz. But what else?
Little piano guy.
Little piano.
Must like you sitting down playing a little piano for her.
Yeah, sometimes. You know? Yeah. Not too much. You know? I guess. But no, it's I like playing little guitar. I'm not really good at guitar. Sometimes.
So you got some music stuff.
I like to do try some different stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Try to expand my, like, skills.
My repertoire. By the way, we're talking to Jesse Edwards, which has been a blast, here on the Syracuse Legend Show. And our favorite foods, what's something like it gotta have every day? Is there something you eat every day, or you mix things up?
It's not a favorite, but it's peanut butter, just because peanut butter, like on
peanut butter with
whatever.
Anything, peanut butter and jelly,
peanut butter, just like straight out the
jar.
Yep.
Peanut butter guy.
Peanut butter, man.
All right.
It's the calories and proteins, man. That's all you need.
If you're going out to eat, where are you going locally?
I got a bunch. Me and my girlfriend like Cheesecake Factory. So.
All right, so you go to the mall, hit Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. Have you had a girlfriend for a long time, or is this recent, or how long?
Like I said, 18 months.
18, wow, a couple years. That's serious. That's serious. That's where you're like, when you go to restaurant or you go to buy yourself a sub, you're buying another sub for her. You're picking up two.
We are almost at that point, man.
Oh,
yeah, it's going
yeah,
great.
That's
the point, you know.
Shopping for each other. I like
crazy.
It.
Yeah.
What, all right. If basketball wasn't in the picture, what would you professionally do?
Well, my whole plan before I came over was to be a doctor.
Doctor, really?
Yeah, I studied biotech out here, but I wanted to be a doctor. Like, I wanted to just be a
surgeon or
medicine. Yeah, I wasn't sure about that part yet, which one, like that's a practitioner or just an actual surgeon, but
some sort of doctor. What's the major here at CUSE? What are you studying? Syracuse?
Biotechnology.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So, and you'll have a degree and then possibly a master's degree, or what?
Yeah, depends on what the plan is, but yeah, that's what I would do.
And then what could you do with that? So you play basketball for 10, 12 years or whatever you can get in.
Yeah.
Where you stay healthy.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So then what field would you get into with that degree or with a master's program?
So I would like, obviously if I wanted to still become a doctor, I would have to do another, 6 years?
Yeah, a lot.
Medicine, but
eight.
I don't think that's...
Yeah.
I don't think I will have the energy at that point, but we'll see. And otherwise, I think it would be something in... regenerative medicine, anything in
interesting
in the biotech field, really.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's a lot of fun stuff going on. So, Who knows? I don't even know.
Pretty cool. Really.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? Who's your best friend on the team? Do you have a best friend on the team or someone you hang out with the most?
There's a bunch of guys. Usually I'll be around the bigs a lot.
Yeah.
Because we just hang out together.
Because the guards are punks and the bigs.
Exactly, man. That's we hang around as like with your group. Obviously, you work out the most and you see each other the most. So, Mo and Pete, you know, my guys. But everybody on the team, like, it's a really good vibe. I think everybody has a good relationship for sure.
Most talent, or we mentioned pro athletes or pros you've played against. Who's the best college basketball player that you've faced here so far? And let's talk last season. Mm. Who's the best big you've faced and why?
In the league this year?
Doesn't be in the league. Can be meaning ACC or could have transitioned already to the pros, but who last year that you faced that you felt, you know, had it all, was the best?
Yeah, that's always good. I mean, there's obviously Baycott was really good this year.
Yep.
Tough to play against. I got to say my friend from BC, he had a great year. Got most improved player. He was really good this year. So anytime I played him, you know, it was a tough game.
You could have gotten that too. I mean, what have people been saying in terms of your game? I mean, you know, we sit right there and I'm right there to watch, you know, courtside or what have you. And your footwork alone has made huge, huge improvements. And not only that, your touch around the basket, your feel, you know, obviously getting softer hands, a major, major improvement. But not only that, but being like a major presence on the court now,
mm-hmm.
all in one season.
Yeah.
That's got to make you feel good.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I felt like last year I was getting kind of close to that. But now, you know, I had opportunity to trust the confidence from everybody, you know, go out there and do it a lot more. So yeah, it's like in my feeling, it's always, you know, been there, and it's just you know, gotten to come out a little bit. And
you got the time and you like you said, I think it's anything. I think once you get on the court, and you're not feeling like you're gonna get yanked, and you can kind of get in the feel of the game and play.
For sure. So
things will come. You'll get your passes, get your touches. You know, you understand the game. 2-3. Compared to man-to-man, people would always, you know, everybody has their comments about what works defensively. Don't do the 2-3, do the 2-3. Why aren't you playing more man, this and that? Our 2-3 was always a matchup 2-3, but obviously the way that coach designed it between, you know, getting out on the corners, you know, those backdoor cuts, a lot of times it happened if you're flashing, you know, to someone on either side, all of a sudden there's a backdoor cut in the alley. How would you, I don't know, describe the zone? And is it really a zone? Is it like what is it?
It's definitely. I would just say it's still the classic 2-3, but it's just spread out so much these days that it still can be super effective. Like there's been games where everybody's in the zone, everybody's super locked in. You shut teams down. Like it feels so good at that point, and then you really see the power of it still, you know. And then there's games where, you know, people are not, like, as a team, you're not, like, completely locked in. And then, you know, there's gaps, there's mistakes, and then it just runs up the score. And that's really hard, too, you know. And that's when, obviously, people have a lot of, you know, negative opinions about it.
Oh, yeah. And so, do you pay attention to any of the social media stuff? Do you jump on that?
Not too much. I try to stay out
of it. None of the articles?
I mean, you know, you see it come by for sure when you're, like, sometimes you just scroll through your feed and then there's a bunch of stuff about it. Or about whatever, but I try to stay out of it as much as possible.
You get to go home in June?
Yeah, June.
What's sooner school ends?
Probably. Like it's not, like it's always, every summer it's kind of up in the air. I just book a last minute ticket.
How long do you stay?
Around 2 weeks-ish.
That's it?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Just play, work out, see family, hang out a bit?
Yeah, for sure. Like I probably just see all my family and friends as much as possible and then, you know, stay fit, work out, and then go
head back.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what do you do when you get there? I mean, do you love being home?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like if I could stay a little longer, last year I got a little longer because I got the Eurobasket, which was the tournament.
Yeah.
So I could stay with practice with the Dutch team at home, see my family for a while longer, be at home. But this year will probably be normal, a little shorter.
Ideal lifestyle for you would be get into the NBA, play somewhere.
Right.
And then what, have a home in the Netherlands too, or what would you do?
You know, ideally, if I can live the dream, you know, I would, yeah, definitely get a home back. Like
a home summer is where you're playing, and then a home.
Yeah.
Back where you're from.
You know, I could like I don't mind staying with my parents for sure.
That is.
But
even,
you know,
nice.
If I could, I would definitely get a house out there.
Mom cook for you, take care,
for
does
sure,
all the things.
Sure,
what does she make? What's like the special there? What
she
do you?
She got a lot, man. She got a lot. She got this thing called it's like an Indonesian dish. We eat a lot in the Netherlands. It's called nasi.
All right, tell me what it is. What's
really
in
good.
It?
Rice, chicken. Depends what meat you want, but. And then the like it's peanut butter, like not peanut butter, peanut sauce.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That's probably the name for like.
No, it's peanut. If this is a sauce, they call it a peanut sauce.
Yeah,
so
I'm pretty
like,
sure you have it in the Thai restaurant.
So rice,
here.
A peanut sauce, chicken,
and then like mixed greens, a bunch.
All into like a casserole.
No, it's kind of like a mix. It's just you whip it up like with fried rice.
Nice.
It's good.
It's good stuff. And it's pretty healthy. Sounds like it's healthy for you.
It is pretty healthy, yeah, for sure.
You know?
There's a bunch of, like, Indonesian foods back home, and then what else? Yeah, anything.
And Netherlands is similar to, like, Canada, or in terms of, like, socialism? Or how would you describe
the
government?
The official thing is what it's called, democratic socialism. But it's not, whenever I hear the word socialism, it's always like a negative thing. But I mean, for me, it's so normal. It's
right.
Just like you pay a little bit more tax and everything's nice.
But everything's kind of the same.
Yeah,
similar
like,
to being here. How would you? What's the difference?
People don't like taxes.
People that what?
Don't like taxes over here.
Right.
You know,
right.
But like, I mean, I don't know. It's probably like the system or whatever. But like, for example, our roads are really, really good and stuff. And like, everything is usually taken care of pretty well. So I'm not sure if it's just the system, whatever it is, but it works for us. So we just like for me, it's normal, you know. But obviously, out here, it's just such a different system that, like people look at it a lot different. So
right.
when you go home and you say like, oh yeah, we'll pay like 50%, like over whatever we do, people go like, what?
What?
But yeah, it's a good place. If you ever visit, I would definitely recommend.
I love it. Netherlands. Jesse Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, in studio. And we appreciate you coming in. Thanks so much. This was awesome to catch up with you, talk a bit. And appreciate everything you've done for Syracuse. And like I said, it was great being able to chat with your dad a little bit and get to know you a little bit.
Sure.
Jesse
sure.
Edwards. We'll be right back. ESPN Radio 97.7 100.1.
Broadcasting live from the Dunn Tire Studios in Armory Square. This is ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
The 315 with Brian Higgins.
April 7th, 2003. The best day in the history of the program. What were you doing on that day when Syracuse won the national championship? I can tell you where I was, as one remembers these things. That was my junior year at Syracuse. Now we need to have another good time. We want to have a good time with the stuff happening now and not have to rely on the stuff from 20 years ago.
4 to 6 on ESPN Radio Syracuse.
Are you thinking of insulating your home to be more comfortable or reduce energy bills? ZeroDraft can help. Whether you rent or own, ZeroDraft has grants allowing you to get your home insulated for 50% off. If you're living alone and make under $41,000 or have a household of four making under $80,000. This is for anyone retired, on Social Security, or just limited income. Do not hesitate to call the experts at ZeroDraft today. They're the guys to call. Their name says it all. ZeroDraft. Go to GetZeroDraft.com for more information.
With over 40 years' experience, the staff at Purcell's can tell you what tools you'll need and how to get it done right the first time.
Our abilities to match colors and paint, to match touch-up jobs, or to do stain matches, it kind of sets us apart from the competition because we have the experience to do it.
Our team of designers will help you choose just the right shade of top-quality Benjamin Moore paint.
We're your hometown guys. Anything you need to complete your painting project, we have.
Purcell's in DeWitt, Liverpool, and the Valley.
If you live and breathe orange, it's time to get in the game with University Sports Shop. All we have is SU. Jerseys, shirts, hats, tailgate gear, merch you won't find anywhere else. All at the best prices at University Sports Shop. Apparel for men, women, and children. Sizes newborn to 5X. No matter the season, we have it at University Sports Shop. Your home for orange gear. It's always Q season here. Get in the game with University Sports Shop. Find us at Destiny USA.
Locally owned and operated, the Ethan Allen Design Studio at Marshalls Plaza is DeWitt's interior design destination. Our talented designers listen. We learn what inspires you. We bring your vision to life. When you are happy with your design, our craftspeople will make your furniture exactly the way you want it. Our in-house premier in-home delivery team for